Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy hump day to you. Hope you are doing well on this Wednesday morning. Got a lot to get into. But first things first, we got to start this show with a healthy, hearty boo. That's right, Mets. Take it like that. You feel me? Pete Alonso, I'm going to get to you later on in the show. Ooh-wee! I can't wait to tear your behind up, baby. Talking all that smack, thinking y'all was doing something. Y'all didn't wait to talk trash until the game was actually over. Nah, y'all started talking before the game ended, and you see where that got you. Okay. What was the call? You come at the champs, you better not miss. Period. So if you start coming for the Braves, you better know you got us. And you ain't have us last night, Pete. So take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it, baby. Braves win last night. Final score 6-4. Take the opening game of the three-game set against the New York Mets. And I love it. So, good stuff from the Braves last night. We'll get to that here in just a second. Shout out to all my third shifters, overnighters, truck drivers moving the goods from state to state. You know what it is. Good morning to you. Shout out to all my gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my people clocking in early, already on the way to work or at work. Shout out to y'all. So anyway, you're listening. I appreciate you listening. And again, we'll go around the A. I'll let you hear highlights from last night's game. I'll let you hear from AJ Terrell. Let you hear from Drake London because I didn't give you a chance to hear from Drake London yesterday. I did want you to hear one or two things of what he had to say on Good Morning Football. So we'll get to that. We'll preview tonight's match against Atlanta United. We'll do all that in around the A in 17 minutes. And then, like I said, at 5:40, I'm on you, Pete. I'm on you. And I got some other things I want to talk about as well, because we got to also discuss this Trae Young thing. It's no big deal, okay? And I'll explain why at 5:40. So that's 37 minutes from now. But again, it is a Wednesday, a happy Wednesday, a happy hump day, especially with the Braves' big win last night. But you know what also today is? Today is also yet another West Georgia Wednesday. Two West Georgia grads holding it down in the biggest and baddest radio station in the state of Georgia. Myself, Dylan Matthews, along with Noel White, two West Georgia grads, holding it down in the Kia Studios. Noel, good morning to you. How you doing?
Oh, great morning. I got here right on time to see the sixth inning. Look at that.
Hey, look at that. And usually that's not the case, but with the rain delay last night, that is the case. So it was a late night for Braves folk last night, but they stuck around because that crowd was still lit into the wee hours. And the game actually went by pretty fast. It started at 9. It was supposed to start at 7:20, but it started at 9, and it got over a little bit before midnight. I think like 11:45 it ended, somewhere around there.
Right. Yeah, 11:45, 11:50.
So the game went by pretty fast, a little under 3 hours. So not a bad night at the ballpark at all. Turned out to be great weather, too, despite the fact they had showers early and they had to push it back. So it turned out to be a good night, especially because we won, you dig. But, nah, Noel, it's good to hear from you as always. Appreciate you holding it down behind the glass as usual. And I want to go ahead and get into some Braves post-game sound, because the Braves did have to come back last night. They were down 4-1. Bryce Elder had a rough third inning, gave up two-run home runs, one to Francisco Lindor, one to Pete Alonso, and we heard Pete Alonso yell, throw it again, like a doofus. But it's all good. We got the win. That's all that matters. We can let Pete yell out things. We'll get the dub. We'll settle for the W. But Bryce Elder did a very good job bouncing back. Started off well, but then things came unhinged. Really, I can't even say things came unhinged for Bryce Elder. He threw two bad pitches and two really good hitters, even though one's a doofus. Two really good hitters hit the pitches and hit home runs off of them. So the walk did hurt, because that obviously led to a two-run home run and made it a two-run home run instead of a solo shot, obviously. Other than that, other than those two bad pitches, Bryce Elder was, again, really, really good. Really good. So Bryce Elder was able to bounce back. He retired the last 10 batters he faced after giving up those two-run home runs. And let's just start off by hearing from Bryce Elder, talking about his outing, because, again, if not for those two bad pitches, we're having a really, really different discussion, and we're continuing to give Bryce Elder his flowers. And even today, even this morning, I think we should still give Bryce Elder credit for the way he bounced back. But let's hear Bryce Elder talk about his outing last night.
I think overall I threw the ball well, and the guys behind me threw it even better. So I was pleased with it. I think, you know, the walk there in between the homers kind of bothers me. But, you know, the two homer pitches, I mean, a little bit up, but they're solos. I can live with them. But the walk before is what bothers me.
Yeah, he said it right there. The walk beforehand is mostly because you could have neutralized some of that damage, and it could have been a solo shot instead of a two-run home run. Because, okay, you give up a solo shot to Francisco Lindor, you give a solo shot up to Pete Alonso, okay, they're really good hitters. It happens. But the walk beforehand just adds on to the damage, and that's what can really, really hurt you. So you're okay getting touched up by good hitters every now and then. It's going to happen. So good stuff there from Bryce Elder. And again, really impressed with how he bounced back. But we all know what we want to hear. I know why you're here. Yeah, we're going to get to this one next. Bryce Elder talking about on if he heard Pete Alonso telling him to throw it again. And look, again, Pete Alonso, I understand you're in the heat of the moment. You're feeling yourself. You just took a 4-1 lead on the reigning division champs, the five-time reigning division champions. You're 5.5 games back. You're thinking you're about to go on a run and maybe catch up to the Braves. I get it. You're juiced up, amped up, and you start talking a little trash. But again, Pete Alonso, I would recommend that you save the trash talk until after you have secured the dub, my good sir. But let's hear Bryce Elder on whether or not he heard Pete Alonso telling him to throw it again.
No, I didn't.
Okay. That's good, I guess. But even if he did hear him, I think that would only fueled Bryce Elder. I don't think that would have shaken him up at all. But Bryce Elder says he didn't hear him. So I'll take his word for it. If he did, he probably would. If he said he heard him, he probably would have opened up Pandora's box, because then the obvious next question would have been, what are your thoughts on Pete Alonso saying that? And, you know, he would have had to tiptoe around it and things like that. You shut it down by saying you didn't hear it. So I think he heard it. Pete Alonso yelled it pretty loud, or we were right next to wherever the mic was. That also could have been the case. That did sound like Pete Alonso was very close to wherever the mic was in the Mets dugout. But anywho, he says he didn't hear him. Let's hear Bryce Elder talk about if home run reactions bother him.
No, I mean, if I hit one onto the concourse, I might holler too. I don't know. I never hit a homer, but maybe so.
Good answer there from Bryce Elder. Hey, if I hit one on the concourse too, I might yell out a scream myself. And I respect that, because you want guys to celebrate. Like, that's part of the game. That's what makes the game fun. Seeing that raw emotion, seeing that raw excitement, seeing that celebration. That's what fans love to see out of their favorite baseball players and their favorite teams. And when your team does something good, you want your team to be excited about it too, just like you are. So I respect that from Bryce Elder. Let's move on to Brian Snicker. He spoke after the game as well. And he talked about Bryce Elder and talked about Bryce Elder really bouncing back and not letting the game get away from him after he gave up the two-run home runs. Because, again, he could have let things spiral out of control. He could have gotten his own head. He could have let that inning continue, but he locked back in and he retired 10 batters after that and looked really good after the two mistakes, the two bad pitches. So let's hear from Brian Snicker talking about Bryce Elder bouncing back and not letting the game get away from him.
Right back into it, yeah. No, he just kept pitching, throwing strikes. That's huge, you know, when that stuff like that happens and you don't get let it get away from you, because then all of a sudden it can get ugly. But he kept us, you know, in the game. We had a lot of at-bats left and, you know, had the one big inning. And so that was great what he did as far as getting back on track and holding the game in check.
Facts. Brian Snicker talked about it there. There were a lot of at-bats left for the Braves offense. And luckily, the Braves offense, they woke up. They started to get going. They got hot and they had a big 6-run inning and they tied things up, ended up taking the lead as well in that inning. And they were able to hold it down in the bullpen and Braves got the W. So it was a good thing overall. But that's why you don't want to let it get away from you. That's why you try to lock back in no matter what happens, because this Braves offense is potent enough to get you back in the game and get you back in the lead, and that's exactly what happened. So Bryce Elder still got the win. He deserved the win as well, and I'm glad the Braves offense was able to come back and get it for him. So good stuff there from the Braves and the Braves offense, and we'll continue to hear from Brian Snicker, because Marcell Ozuna had the game-tying RBI double. It turned into a triple off that crazy error by Jeff McNeil in left field. Man didn't know how to pick the ball up. He forgot how to play baseball for a second there, forgot how to play left field. He tried to pick up the ball and throw it, but he just couldn't. But anywho, Marcell Ozuna, we know about his struggles early on in the season, and he hasn't been on the tear that he was when we started to notice that he was maybe coming back into form, but he's been steady. He's been pretty consistent, and Brian Snicker talked about that after the game. He talked about Marcell Ozuna really starting to heat up, and Marcell Ozuna, you know, really starting to respond, and he's happy seeing Marcell Ozuna's hard work pay off. So it's good to see it as well. So let's hear from Brian Snicker talking about being happy seeing Marcell Ozuna's hard work now pay off for him.
Really good. Like I say, he's never give up on himself, and he's worked really hard, and it's good to, you know it's in there. You've seen it. I mean, 20, he had an MVP season. Just good to see the hard work pays off.
And Marcell Ozuna also spoke after the game. He talked about whether or not he feels close to where he was in 2020. Again, he was like an MVP candidate in 2020, led the league in home runs in that shortened season, if you remember, and he was smoking the ball. I mean, it was hard to get Marcell Ozuna out at all in 2020. And he talked about after the game last night on whether he feels close to where he was in that 2020 season.
Close, you know, every day working and learning everything. So every day you come into the park, you just have to learn a little bit and give it your best.
He's close. He said he's not there quite yet, but he's close. And he said every day you got to come into the park and learn something new and see what happens. All right, let's get one more really quickly from Marcell Ozuna because he had a good answer on when he talked about what went right for the Braves bats in that sixth inning and how the team never gives up because this team is always responding, always fighting. No matter what is thrown at this team, they never give up, they never quit, they never stop fighting, and that's why they are never out of a ball game. So let's hear one more before we go to break. Marcell Ozuna talking about what went right for the Braves bats in that sixth inning.
You know, every single about you going there, you're trying to do something and trying to help the team and put a little piece to help driving runs and score runs. So that's important on the team that we had that. And always we trying to think score and score and score, and we never give up.
They never give up. And that's why you love this team. Always alive. Bats always got a chance to rattle off a big inning, and they sure did last night. That was a big sixth inning they had. And we'll hear the highlights coming up next. We'll hear how the Braves got themselves a dub coming up right after this. 5 minutes from now, we'll go around the A. We'll hear the highlights. Again, I'll let you hear from Drake London and A.J. Terrell, too, as Drake London was on Good Morning Football. A.J. Terrell was on the NFL Network yesterday. Drake was on Good Morning Football about 2 days ago on Monday or Tuesday, I believe. Monday, it was. And we'll let you hear, again, the highlights from the Braves game. We'll preview tonight's Atlanta United match as well. So a lot to get to on Around the A. It's going to be a long trip around the A, but we'll be ready for it. And I know you'll be ready for it. It's 5 minutes from now, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.